Oh, do you ever say anything like "it's yourn"?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What would you say in place of that?
Yours.
Mm-hmm. Ourn, theirn, so on. What would you say in place of it?
Yours, ours. What was the other
theirn?
One? Theirn.
Mm-hmm. His.
His. Hers.
Now, suppose the people have been visiting you and they're about to leave. You say, when are you
coming back?
Uh-huh. Suppose it's more than one person.
When are you all coming back?
Would you say that? Do you really say that?
I guess we do. You know, we're kind of southern down this way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Would you ever say anything like, you all's children?
Yes. Okay.
Would you say it for me?
You all's children.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you say something like, who all was there?
Who all were there?
And you want to know about their children. You want to know what children were there. Did you say who all's children were there?
Who all's children were there?
Uh-huh. Did you actually say something like that? And you ever say anything like, he's the man that owns the orchard?
Yeah. Owns a farm or something to that effect.
Could you say that for me?
He's the man that owns a farm.
Mm-hmm. And, he's the boy that the father is very rich. The boy that his father is very rich. What would you say for a situation like that?
He's the boy whose father is very rich.
And if you want one of the children, if you need a knife or something to open a letter, you might tell one of the children, go to the kitchen and
bring me the knife.
You ever say fetch me?
No.
Get me?
I may say get, but I know you fetch the molasses.
Uh-huh. If one of the grandchildren is visiting you and there's, you've set a mousetrap or something out in the porch and you want to tell the kid to keep his fingers away from it, you say, don't you...
Don't touch that.
And I suppose somebody has just bought a new suit and they're standing there admiring it. They just stand there admiring it for about 20 minutes. You say, well, don't just stand there looking at it. What? Well, you want to see how it looks on them. So you
try it on.
Or
put it on.
Well, you've been a very patient...